brought to you by Penguin.
Bad Habits, written by Flynn Meaney and read by Tanya Reynolds. For all the loud feminists with purple hair and the quiet feminists with killer French braids. August. Chapter 1. Don't look down, I told myself. If you look down, you're friggin' screwed. There I was, hanging from a second-floor window of St. Ambrose Hall in a denim miniskirt and my motorcycle boots. As my bare legs dangled, my sore bicep suddenly reminded me that I had not, in fact, done 10 pull-ups during the school physical fitness test last year. I had lied. In reality, I had done 3, twerked a little in midair, then bribed Amy Horner with my shameless hussy red lip gloss to write down 10. Crap. Alex! Colin Novikovsky stuck his head out of the window. He was fumbling to button his shirt over the silver cross on his chest. I don't know if you climbing down is such a good idea. Last year, I thought Colin Novikovsky was kind of a little turd, but tonight, when we reached for the same hot dog at the back-to-school barbecue, I saw that a summer growth spurt, plus a cool, shorter-on-the-sides haircut, had transformed him from turd to quasi-hot hipster. So I'd put my number in his phone, suggesting we hook up later. Now, seeing him all anxious and twitchy like a meerkat with irritable bowel syndrome, I regretted it. Here's a pro tip. If you ever sneak into a guy's dorm room to hook up and he's got a Michael Bublé station on his Spotify, just turn and run. Psh, it's fine, I said cheerfully. I've snuck out of every boy's dorm on this campus. Once PJ Keller lowered me from the 4th floor on a bedsheet. This is no sweat. In reality, I wasn't as chill as I sounded. Either literally or figuratively. No sweat had been real bullshit because I was sweating heavily in the hot August night. Those friggin' Minnesota mosquitoes were all over my bare legs. I couldn't get my boots to grip on the dangerously smooth stone wall, and my hold on the windowsill was slipping. Suddenly, there was a growl below me. Was that a dog? I hissed. Is there a dog down there? Before I could stop myself, I looked down. Crap. The distance to the prickle bushes made me dizzy, and, much worse, there was a giant yellow-white beast whose demon eyes gleamed in the dark. Razor-sharp teeth flashed in its black, cavernous mouth with each bloodthirsty bark. Charlie, Colin told me. Father Callahan's dog. He lives in our dorm. He's a labradoodle. Charlie the labradoodle? I squinted at the monster down below, which now looked to be foaming at the mouth. That's not Charlie the Labradoodle. I follow Charlie the Labradoodle on Instagram. Charlie the Labradoodle is adorable. He wears fedoras with ear holes. That down there is some genetically modified wolf from a horror movie. Do you hear how he's barking at me? I don't think he likes girls, Colin babbled anxiously. I mean, he lives in a dorm full of guys where girls aren't even allowed, so I think he's kind of a misogynist? I burst out. Your dorm priest has a misogynist labradoodle? What, Father Callahan isn't scary enough with the Rasputin beard and the thunder voice? Right on cue, like the approaching rumble of a summer storm, we heard that very thunder voice boom out. Father Callahan, Colin Novikovsky's dorm priest, was coming around the back of the building, calling out in the dark, What is it, Charlie boy? What's going on back there? Oh, fudge! Colin Novikovsky gasped. Father Callahan! Father Callahan's coming! His face was so pale and sweaty, I thought he might barf on me, but I also thought I might barf at the fact that I had let a guy who says fudge touch my ass. We were all screwed. Quick! Help me back up! I scrabbled against the stone wall with my motorcycle boots, groping with desperate fingers for a better handhold. I'm sorry, Alex. His voice was squeaky with panic. I can't. You can't what? I can't get caught with a girl in my room. I can't get in trouble. I'm applying early to Georgetown for engineering. Engineering? I spluttered furiously. You couldn't even unhook my bra. Now help me up. Father Callahan's footsteps were approaching, snapping twigs in the bushes below. Charlie's barking was rising to a vicious fever pitch, and I was grunting and pulling myself up, reaching out for Colin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?